You have reached Atheist Republic voicemails. God may not be listening to you, but the citizens of the Atheist Republic are. Leave us a voicemail on atheistrepublic.com for a chance to have your message broadcast to our followers worldwide. Send us your opinions, stories, advice, or concerns. Together, we'll build a platform for atheist voices all around the globe.
Hello. I'm not fluent in English, but I hope you guys can understand me. First of all, I'm a young man. I have 25 years old. I live in a North African country called Tunisia. Their religion, it's a religious country. 90% of them are Muslims. And I'm an atheist. So maybe there is no war here, but so there is a kind of mental persecution here. And my life is like a hell. I have to live by the rules. I have like Ramadan is here right now. And if I eat, they will say things. They will judge me. It's like a hell. So I seek for help to get out of this hell. Maybe I don't care. I want to go to a free country. I don't care about money. I don't care about anything. I want to live a free life. You know what I mean? I hope you understand my request. I'm not so fluent in English, so can you text me back? Thank you.
Yeah, hi. I'll just send you an email. My name is Ali Zernoh. I don't know what to start exactly, but I went to prison for mocking the known from religion and the rituals of Islam and the prophets and the messengers of God. I just got out like 19 days ago, and I live in Algeria right now, and I don't know what to do, actually. I'm scared shitless, and basically my whole life got ruined because I went to prison for mocking what is known of religion. And I've tried to contact you on Twitter, but I don't know how to send a message on Twitter for some reason. The thing is, I really just wanted to like share my story with you. That's all. In Algeria, the justice system just like violated my freedom of speech because I used to run a Facebook page called Algerian Atheists. And they sent me to jail for 3 years. After I appealed the sentence, they gave me 1 year. So yeah, so that's it. If you could like contact me, I'd love to share my story. And thank you.
Hi, my name is Muhammad. I'm an ex-Muslim. I left Islam in 2017. And after that, I suffered a lot of troubles from Muslim society and my countrymen, my relatives, colleagues, and friends as well. I'm a father of two innocent children, and I'm living a very horrible life there.
Please help us if possible for my two innocent kids. Thank you.
Hello everyone, and hello respected friends. I'm Rehmat Khan from Afghanistan, and I'm recovered from Islam religion from 3.5 years. I become a humanist. I mean, in atheist. Unfortunately, I am living in the religious environment in society. In Afghanistan, the religious majority, the religious youth, they are running Islamic rules and regulation, which is a big danger and the threat for the UK community. Impossible risk, impossible danger, the threat. Please help me for the sake of humanity to leave the country, to leave Afghanistan. My dear friends, my dear mates, my dear friends of this community, please help me for the sake of humanity. Thank you.
Hello, I am Serunjoji Hassan from Uganda. I want to share my story why I went out of Islam and how I am living right now. I was born in a Muslim family. I went to an Islamic school in Jinja. Jinja is a district in Uganda. Then I went to Kampala. I studied my primary and secondary. We had a secular curriculum and an Islamic curriculum. I finished my Islamic college in 2013, and I also finished my secondary education for secular studies in 2015. When I was at school, I was an imam in 2014. I also was a member in an association. It was called the Bilal Islamic Dawah Association. It was an association that was made by the patron of Islam at school in order to propagate Islam.
Please consider supporting us by sharing the podcast with your fellow heathens or donating by going to atheistrepublic.com and clicking on support. Subscribe to Atheist Republic voicemails on iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. And please leave us a review.